We caught a cab over to the Farley Post Office, built in 1912 across the street from Penn Station, another McKim, Mead & White building now sadly gone. The post office, however, is a vast structure, taking up two city blocks. You can still ascend its grand staircase to mail a letter, but there's very little left going on inside.
I love the fact, among many, that you walk by it every day and you have absolutely no idea that 95% of it is completely empty. I mean,
That's Nick Carr. He's a film location scout and blogger. In fact, we first discovered the post office emptiness through his website, and he's agreed to come with us on a tour of the Farley Post Office's secret spaces. Our tour guide is Tim Gilchrist.
This was the mail sorting, the general mail sorting facility. And what you're looking at right now is where the future train hall will be.
Gilchrist is the president of the Monahan Station Development Corporation. We're catching this building at a moment of transition. The vast sorting hall is dim and empty now, but in a few years, after a lengthy civic struggle, it will finally be full of busy commuters.
And this will serve all of the Amtrak service throughout the Northeast Corridor.
Tim Gilchrist leads us deeper into the building.
What you'll see on the left here is the markings of the old jail cells when this was used by the postal inspectors.
Okay, so I would love to think that that's because somebody lost my personal letter from my boyfriend, but I assume, why was there a jail cell in case someone tried to hold up the post office?
Well, this is where this postal inspector is for mail fraud, or if people were, you know, there was unfortunately a problem with an employee or someone had assaulted an officer.
Remember, there's 5,000 people, anything could happen.
But also carriers worked out of here, and they're basically federal police.
Yeah, this is really like a city within a city, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, with over 5,000 employees.
Two square blocks, safes, vaults, cafeterias, nurses' stations, medical facilities.
Up several clattering staircases, down an endless forest of corridors, it's starting to get dark. The evening sun is fading, and there's no electricity in this part of the building.
Yeah.
Nick Carr pulls out his iPhone to light her way to the medical wing, which didn't defend only against germs.
This, if you read real close, and I would love to know when this was built, it's the Electropel Incorporated Electronic Bird Repeller. And it says 52 watts, 45 amps. And I would love to know when that was built. I can only assume it was to shoo away pigeons with the use of a little zap every once in a while. And that's just, you know, you're never going to see this again. This is a one-of-a-kind piece. But to me, it's just fascinating because, you know, for 100 years, this was the epicenter for keeping all 4,000 people healthy in this building. And sort of you can almost feel like the souls of those people still walking around today. There's so much history
Absolutely.
To it.
And as we're looking out the window, you know, the sun is going down. There's two classic New York water towers framed by either window. It's beautiful, kind of a photographer's paradise. Up on the fourth floor, there's an annex built in 1934. Gilchrist shows us one last special glimpse of an era gone by.
The stonework that is really not visible to anybody in the public that is on part of the old Farley building, just below the fifth floor roof
line. Beautiful. So we're looking at a kind of a frieze below this copper roof on a brick wall, and peeking out just above it is, of course, the Empire State Building. What a beautiful, secret, classic New York scene. And it's, for right now, our secret and yours, too. In a few years, when the public does come here, it'll be aboard a train, once again hurtling into a terminal designed by McKim, Mead & White. Our thanks to Tim Gilchrist and Nick Carr. You can see some of Nick's photos of the Farley Post Office on our website, npr.org.